in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the Torah says that if you're walking and you see your friend's lost item, whether it's his shor, it's his seh, it's his chamor, it's his simlo, it doesn't really matter what it is. You're not allowed to turn a blind eye. It's something that you're not allowed to do. What came to mind was a Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk over there is talking about the halacha that kachim had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Sometimes it had to be eaten even in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Torah says, Lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha, that these foods that have special kedusha, you're not allowed to eat outside of the makim of kedusha. You can't eat it b'sharecha. You can't take it home if you live in Meron Sas Tveria and eat it over there. These are things that because of kedusha, you have to eat it in a makim that has extra kedusha. The whole Yerushalayim has, the whole Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. But as to be eaten in Yerushalayim, maybe in the makim HaMikdash, Lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha. So Rashi over there quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha the Tana that says, Lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha. You cannot eat it b'sharecha? Can't? I could. You're not allowed to. Zok Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, yocholata. That really, if you want to, you could. Or be'enach rashoy, you're just not allowed to. Meaning, the word Lo yisucha literally means you can't do it. I can't do something doesn't mean I don't want to do it, even though we sometimes interchange I can't for I don't want to. The can't, yeah, right? You could do it, but you just don't want to do it. You're lazy. I got it. Peseder. But the bottom line is don't fool yourself. You could do it. You just don't want to do it. So said Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha yocholata. Really, if you want to, you could. The Torah is not saying you can't. I mean, if you're going to try to take a bite out of that sandwich in Tveria, it's going to go down the food. Oh, but in a chrashoy, what the Torah really means to say is that it's not something that you're allowed to do. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv in Zois Liyakiv, and this is in Parshas Re, on that pasuk, Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha. He says a dover nifla. He says, the Torah said Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, which almost makes it sound like if you physically tried eating this food, you wouldn't be able to. But in the same breath, Rabbi Shmuel ben Karcha said, Avada, that's not meant to be taken literally. Yocholata, aval enoch rashoy. So what did the Torah mean then when it said loisucha? Why this misleading language that requires an asterisk that says, Avada, doesn't mean loisucha lata, yocholata, aval enoch rashoy. So he says, kedarke bakoidesh. And that is that we know that when Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah by Har Sinai, it was kofa aleihem har kegigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally took Har Sinai and he was kofa, he put it over the Yidden. And he told them, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. If you want to accept the Torah, good. V'im lav, but if not, shom tei misaschem, shom tei kfuraschem. And the Yidden didn't have much of a choice. And Azrael, they said, yeah, for sure, nasa v'nishma. We're going to be mekabel the Torah. But when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they did it under duress. They were forced into it. Ad kidei kach, that Rava said, Masechta Shabbos, mikan moida, rabbi le'raisa. That the truth is, that if a Yid would go up to Shamayim, and he would tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I know I didn't do Torah mitzvahs, but let's be honest, I never was makabel Torah mitzvahs. Davish is going to say, what do you mean? You're a neshama. Don't you know it was at Har Sinai? Well, the neshamas were at Har Sinai. Yeah, but we were forced into it. So if somebody buys something and he's forced into buying it, is that really considered a Mecca Chamemker? So it's not so posh. But the point is I was forced into it. Said Rava, be'etzim, it's a great taina. Now, Rava said a grada, there's some bad news. It's not such a good time. And the reason is because Hodek Kablo B'Mechashverish. Because after the Purim story, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah again. And when they were Mekabel Torah again, that time they did it B'Ahava. And then they did it B'Rotzen. And as a result, they lost the taina of Mikan Moedah Rabbele Reisa. Oh, but when the Yidden were Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai, it was Kof Aleim Harki Gigas Ad Kidei Kach that Rava famously said Mikan Moedah Rabbele Reisa. So Pasha, when you learn this Gemara, you have this visual of 600,000 Yidden between the ages of 20 and 60, and the rabbis, Skenim and Noshim and Taf, they're all sitting around, and HaKadosh Baruch lifts the mountain, and it's hovering on top of them. He says, listen, I mean, either you'll be Mekabel Torah, if not, boom, I'm going to return the world to Soyu Vavayu, and there's no point in even having a world anymore. And the Yidden said, well, it doesn't sound like the other option, such a good choice. And as a result, let's be Mekabel Torah, Bermeir Simcha. And he says this in his Akdama to Meshech Chachma and Sefer Shmoyz, and he says it again in Parashas Yisrael. He says it's not the Pshat. You want to know what the Oymek is? The Torah says that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in a way that he never had, and Adbias Goyal Tzedek never will reveal himself again. There was such a clarity of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that the purpose of Briyas Olam was Bereishis B'shvil HaTorah Shenikereishis and B'shvil Yisrael Shenikereishis. They saw so clearly what this world is all about. The Torah says, Atah HaReisa L'Das Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Milvadoi. When was that? Right, Atah HaReisa. When is that? That was by Maamar Har Sinai. We say that on Simchas Torah. It was by Kabbalah HaTorah. That's when it was Atah HaReisa L'Das Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Milvadoi. There was such a clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and why a person was created, that there was no other choice. There was no other choice. What's the other option? There was such clarity. We would live in a world of hestaponim. You live in a world of choices. But in that moment, where there was such clarity of what the purpose of creation was, it was so stark, there was no... And that was the Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiges. The Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiges was that the Yidden had no Bechira. And because they had no Bechira, they had no choice but to say, yes, I do. And that was the Mikam Vodai Rabbi Le'Raisa. Said Rav Meir Simcha, the Mikam Vodai Rabbi Le'Raisa was not gunpoint. The Mikam Vodai Rabbi Le'Raisa was, there was such clarity. It was Atah Reisa L'Das. They understood it on such a deep level that there was no way for them to do anything else. So said Rav Shmuel Yankiv, that Avada, you want to know if a Yid can be over an Avera? Yeah, Yochalata. Bacharta Bachayim, but Yochalata. If you want, it's something you can do. It's, if you want to, you could. But the avoid of the Yid is to come to such a clarity and to work on his amunah and to understand machivasei b'olamoi and to understand what you stand to gain and what you stand to lose when it comes to all mitzvahs and all averis, that you're going to come to a point where it's going to be yochalata, a burn, a be'eno yochalata. That you really can't do it. The more a person understands, these were Shmuel Yankiv's words, enoch rashoi, the more you're going to come to loy sucha. The more you dehead the enoch rashoi, the more you get what it means, that this is something you're not allowed to do. And if you do something that you're not allowed to do, this is terrible, this is poisonous, and this is such a bad effect. The more you come to that akara, the more you're going to realize loy sucha. And the avoid of a yid is to come to a point, I posh can't do the avera. Why? Because I understand. It's just, you're asking me to do something that makes no sense. This is something that physically, it's something that's untenable for me to do. Shmuel Yankiv said this on the pasuk, loy sucha lacha b'sharecha. But the truth is, here you see the same exact words. Loy sucha l'salim. And in fact, if you look at the Targum Unkelus says, lesloch reshu l'iskasa. Avada yochalato. It's enoch rashoi. But the void of the year is to come to a place of loy sucha l'salim. Where if you see your friends think, how can I turn a blind eye? This is something that's not shaykh. It's not something that I can physically do. I can't come to do something like that. Because I understand with such clarity, asadah mitzvah in the Torah for Nashavah Zaveda. And if a person comes to that akara, then it's true, it's less like Rishui. But the Torah says you should be at a point where for you this is going to be like Sucha Le'Saleh.